This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the new comedy Nurse Betty, the worlds of hitmen and soap operas collide through a young woman who is confusing fantasy and reality. The film was directed by Neil LaBute, who also wrote and directed the independent films In the Company of Men and Your Friends and Neighbors. Nurse Betty stars Renee Zellweger, Chris Rock, and Morgan Freeman. In a few minutes, we'll hear an interview from our archive with Morgan Freeman. First, film critic Henry Sheehan has a review of Nurse Betty.
Watching the movies of Neil LaBute, it's easy to forget he's a young filmmaker. LaBute constructs his films with a sure handling of cinema's raw material. It's only when you listen to LaBute's movies that you detect a youthfulness bordering on immaturity. Not that his dialogue is ever less than realistic when it has to be, or scalding when he wants it to be. But too often, his characters, though drawn with their share of suitably rationed out tics and traits, are just puppets. Their mouths open and out comes wretched hypocrisy, occasionally leavened with a dollop of putrid violence. In the Company of Men and Your Friends and Neighbors, LaBute was out to prove the moral unworthiness of a materialistic middle class, and he brooked no spontaneous outcry to the contrary. Nurse Betty is LaBute's latest and also the first movie for which he doesn't get a screenwriting credit. The script, by John C. Richards and James Flamberg, is fairly routine Hollywood stuff, a comic mixture of romantic fantasy and crime thriller. Renee Zellweger, in a beautiful performance, stars as a waitress in a small Kansas town who has an unusual fixation on a TV soap opera called A Reason to Love. Like most of the soap opera fans you meet in the movies, she herself lives in a cultural and romantic desert, saddled with an uncaring, unfaithful jerk of a husband named Dell, who is played by LaBute regular Aaron Eckhart. It's symptomatic of the screenplay's weakness that there is no earthly evidence of how Betty and Dell ever got together in the first place, or why they have stayed together. In the same contrived vein, Dell is visited by a couple of hitmen, played by Morgan Freeman and Chris Rock, because Dell has stolen some dope from their Kansas City bosses. Not knowing Betty is hiding in an adjoining room, the duo brutally murder Dell. Betty's poor, simple mind can't stand the trauma and so creates an alternate reality. Betty believes that A Reason to Love is real and that she is a character in it. Nurse Betty, the former fiancé of the soap's hero, handsome, caring Dr. David Revell. She hits the road on a cross-country pilgrimage to L.A. where she hopes to reunite with the one good man in her life. The killers, meanwhile, convinced she has the dope, are on her tracks. Having made it to Los Angeles, she looks for a job in a hospital where she thinks Dr. Revell works.
Of course, I don't know every doctor that works here.
But Dr. Revell is the finest surgeon on the staff. You must know him. He's really handsome, and he's gentle and considerate. He's being sued for sexual assault.
What?
Well, he didn't do it. He was set up.
Well, I certainly would have heard about that.
Of course, he's only here twice a week. He's also on staff over at Loma Vista.
I don't think I know that hospital.
Oh, it's the one in the really pretty area, with the palm trees out front and the mountains in the back.
You've just described all of Southern California. Well, I'm sorry, but I can't even consider you without references and a resume. And frankly, I don't know how you could have forgotten them.
Quickly, we note that Betty is only one of several characters living under albeit less dramatic illusions. Chief among them is Freeman's hitman, Charlie, a philosophical killer on his last job who becomes mistakenly convinced that Betty is some sort of apotheosis, an epitome of grace and intelligence who will be a worthy top-off to an infamous career. The sour observation that a pathological delusion is different only in degree from the normal misperceptions of humanity is right up LaBute's creative alley. People who seem nice are creeps. People who look like creeps are creepier. The movie's liveliest sequence is one that seems pure LaBute, Dell's murder, which follows a verbal tongue-lashing by the erudite Charlie. It's spiritual damnation followed by physical mortification, a LaBute double dip. But movies sometimes slip the bonds of even their most dictatorial creators. Nurse Betty plays surprisingly well because of the solid cast, and in particular, Zellweger. Seemingly an actor of pure ingenuousness, she has a gift for making us give a character a second or third look, at delivering lines so that we don't listen and move on, but store them for future comparisons. Zellweger's sure, gentle hands release Betty from LeBute's straitjacket.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.